Not a trace of the kids or the dog. Juvenile officers from 77th Street have been checking the neighborhood for the past 3 hours.
And are the girls in the habit of wandering off like this?
Parents say no. It's the first time.
Mm-hmm. Well, thanks very much, Mr. Jimerson.
Well, not at all, Sergeant. Sure you won't have a cup of coffee?
No, no, thanks. We don't like to bother you, but we may have to check back with you later tonight. Routine questions.
If I can help out in any way to find those girls, let me know.
Yeah, we'll let you know, Jimerson. Thanks again.
Nice fellow.
Yeah, most of the neighbors we've talked to have been the same, anxious to help. Some of them are out with our juvenile officers now, trying to dig up a lead on the kids.
You check the movie theater and the playgrounds in the neighborhood.
Everything, Joe.
Those are some of your men from juvenile, Lieutenant?
Yeah, looks like it. Yeah, Schwartz and Preston.
Lieutenant?
Yeah, Preston, what you got?
Found the kid's dog, the collie.
Where?
Just above Sanchez Drive, up in the hills. Hope it's no indication.
How do you mean?
Dog's dead.
The collie dog was taken to a veterinarian on Jefferson Boulevard to be examined for cause of death. We put in a call to the office, and a special detail of men was assigned to aid in searching the area where the dog was discovered. We got out an all-points bulletin. The fathers of the missing girls and a dozen neighbors joined in the search. With the aid of flashlights, we started from the end of Sanchez Drive, and as best we could, we covered the ground for almost a full mile back into the Sunset Hills. 10:55 p.m. started to thunder. The search went on.